joined with my man, Alex Carpenter, one of his good buddies. What is it?
It's Corbin Renner.
Corbin Renner.
High school teammate and college teammate now.
Now you guys are working it together. So, Alex, you won the 2010 Southern Amateur Championship. Took your talents, well, I guess you were you a sophomore at the time?
I was, yes, sir.
Down there? Pull it up a little bit. Come on, it's not your first time on the radio, is it?
No, it's not first time.
Okay, so you're going to be a senior this year. You won it in 2010, and we talked about some of the expectations now. Now, when you walk into this championship, when you walk into this room, everyone's looking at you. Your name's on the trophy. So I'm sure it's kind of tough for you to battle you trying to enter it with that edge still, but now everyone's looking at you differently and expecting some things differently out of you.
Well, there definitely is some expectations out there, but I'm using all the extra attention as a confidence booster for me. I'm going to go in, just do my own thing, kind of plot my way around the golf course and just see how it all works out.
You're very familiar with this course, right? Just throughout high school, you went to Arkansas Baptist. What have they've done noticeably out here that you see is probably more challenging than the other times you've come out here and played?
The biggest change, they've made four new tee boxes for the last four holes out there.
Yeah.
They've
lengthened
each of the holes 10 to 30 yards, and it actually makes a pretty big difference, you know.
Yeah.
15 and 17 are dramatic changes, 30 yards, and it makes both of those holes completely different. It takes 15 out of a par 5 you can reach in 2, now it's a 3-shot hole. And 17, instead of being a 6 or 7 iron, it's now a 4 or 5 iron. And so it just makes it a little bit more difficult.
I'm going to take a look at this. So now that 18, par 4, mm-hmm. right? Where's that par 5 you're talking about?
So 15. Difficult?
Number 15. So this is playing, help me out here.
It says 566 yards on the card.
566-yard par 5.
Yes, sir.
Out on 15. Do you typically, what do you drive? What's your average?
Right around 300, just under 300 yards.
What about 300? So
there's that nice little bunker down there. That's the problem.
So that's bunker. So you're trying to clear this bunker or just come to the left of it? I mean, the perfect shot, would you ever, I mean, if you
think
hit it 310, drive it 310, 315, you try to go for two?
Yeah, if you're trying to hit 300 yards in a full driver, the fairway goes from being 40 yards wide to being about 15 max. And you don't want to put in that fairway bunker. So I think most of the guys are just going to be putting a three-wood back here behind the bunker and playing that three-shot hole.
What do you think is going to win? What score is going to win out here?
I've played the last couple of days. I think the rough, they're not going to cut the rough anymore the rest of the week.
Yeah, no way.
And they're going to mow the fairways down a little firmer, so the ball's going to be rolling. I'd say somewhere 8 to 11 under par.
What when your particular game, what are your strengths and weaknesses and that you bring to this tournament?
Well, I'm driving the ball really straight. I feel like if I can just keep
out and out here, probably going to be one of the key advantages.
If I can put the ball in the fairway and just be conservative, my line's in the green, just be patient all week. It's going to be a long week of golf, and there's going to be some bogeys made out there, but there's definitely birdies to be made.
Feeling any pressure?
Just another tournament, really. I mean, I teed it up with the big boys at Bay Hill, and
that was fun. You got a chance to play with Bubba Watson.
I did.
And
Ricky Fowler.
How were those guys? Nice to you?
They were great. You know, they're a hoot to be around. They kind of just told me, just keep doing what you're doing.
And they're good friends, right?
They are.
Yeah. Did you develop a relationship enough to where you keep in touch with them?
Don't talk to them that much anymore, but I'm
send
sure
them a tweet
them.
Something. I know they're,
no, I've
they're on
to
Twitter.
Them, yeah.
Yeah.
They're big tweeters.
So when you play with some of the older guys here, do they look at you and say, I got to try to intimidate this young fella?
I think they're past that.
Their old wily veteran moves, try to steer you down?
No, most of the guys out here are great. There's a group out here. I play with 15 or 20 guys. And actually, I made a hole-in-one the other day with them. And
did you really?
It was going to be an expensive day. I mean, there are 15 or 20 guys. They're scaring me to death. But
they didn't lend you any money, though, right? They
no,
can't do that. You're still in college.
They can't do anything for me. I just didn't have to buy them a drink. I was pretty happy. I was going to be 15 Cokes. I don't have much for that.
I'm sure they let you use someone's number out here.
They're nice.
What time's your tee time?
8:40 tomorrow morning.
Okay, 8:40. Who are you playing with?
Tucker Watkins and Mr. Simpson, another older gentleman.
Yeah.
He's won.
He's
200 amateur events.
I think he's getting inducted or he's just been inducted into the Hall of Fame. So,
yes, sir.
He's a legendary guy.
Mm-hmm.
Well, this is your buddy over here, right?
Yes, sir.
What's the worst thing he ever did to you? You ever leave him at the airport?
No, never left him at the airport. Probably just snubbed him for dinner or something once.
Oh, come on. Now, that's dirty.
I have good friends. My friends don't leave me at the airport. The worst thing he's done for me is club me wrong in a hole.
Did he really?
Yeah.
No, purpose.
I don't know. That It's debatable. He won't be called me wrong this week, though.
No, he better not be. No. So now you're at Abilene Christian.
Yes, sir.
Your father's a legend down there at Channel 7.
Yes, he is.
He's doing it upright.
Yep.
This great excitement around here this weekend. I mean, you got to be thrilled to be here in Central Arkansas in Little Rock. Did you have any idea, or when did you find out that it was going to be in Little Rock? You must have known they're trying to get it here.
Yeah, a couple years ago I heard that there's the possibility it could be moved here because they played the Southern Junior out here about 4 years ago.
Right.
And, but last year I heard that Southern Golf Association was giving Chenal some money. They're going to put in some new tee boxes, some new bunkers, and really dress the course up. And they've done a great job. Jed Spencer out here has done a great job. John Warburton.
Yep.
Aaron Dawson. They've all worked really hard out here and done a great job. The course is in great shape, and it's going to be an awesome week.
Who's caddying for you?
Corbin Renner.
Corbin right here is caddying for you?
He's a man.
You think I can carry for a couple of holes? You don't mind me caddying. What am I going to do wrong? I'm not going to give you the wrong club. You asked for it. I'm going to give it to you.
Hey, you can come cheer me on tomorrow at 8:40.
All right. 8:40?
It's a little early.
What's Thursday? Isn't that going to be about 1:30? It'll be afternoon?
It'll be afternoon.
Thursday, I'll be there, big guy.
All right, you got it.
All right, appreciate it. Thanks, Alex Coppin. Thanks, man. Good luck. Southern Amateur Champion, won in 2010. We'll try to get a huge gallery out here. Come on, everybody. The Zone listeners. We'll see how many they come out and cheer for you. Hopefully we'll get a bunch. Appreciate it. Good luck.